inside the lampshade there that makes the light.
The bulb?
Uh-huh.
I can't see.
Can't see my pencil going back and forth.
No, I'm watching your pencil. I'm watching you.
You put a lot of numbers down. I don't know what to mean.
Oh, I'm writing these things down here. I've got 661, 657, 654. Now I look down here. Did you notice my little index or indices on this thing?
Well, I noticed that before you started.
This is the only way I can keep track of where this is on the tape.
I notice you keep looking down there. That's wonderful.
So, see, the numbers fly around here and they give you a general idea of where it is on the tape. I was at this quite a while before I learned this.
Oh,
I know she kept
on that tape. Where is it?
Glancing down there.
I never know. I had to run it all over.
Yeah, this is what I did. It drives crazy. This way I can just go about any place in the tape, uh-huh. 20 feet one way or the other, pick it up. I've decided I better tell some other people about this, so I'm going to give a talk this fall on how to use the tape recorder. But it's a rather silly thing, I think, but a lot of these college professors have tape recorders and they're trying to use them, they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll even profit.
Are you going to be a professor? Or are you one?
Yeah, I am one.
Are you?
But not this week. This week I can relax and enjoy life.
Yeah, go back there and tell people how dumb we are out here. You go back and tell people how dumb we are out here?
No, not at all. I'm very pleased with the people. I think we have a lot to learn.
Yeah. You might need an old kid out of school a while back in Fargo up here, where Stillwater. Old giant.
No, your boy asked me about him. He asked me about a girl named
Virginia. It's been a few years since you went through there.
I don't know, they just all sort of blur together. I lose track.
A whole bunch of them like that you gotta keep up.
Yeah. I guess once you get in this profession, you can become absent-minded. This is a nice way to look at it. A bit, who?
That. He was in it.
No.
He was in the service, internet service in the college.
ROTC?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He was an officer.
I've seen that name recently. That's why I paused.
He is working right on up in good shape, and his dad passed away, and he kept it going, but finally he had dropped out. They was operating a farm, wheat farm out here, and he seen he couldn't make it work, and his mom was going downhill, so he dropped out.
Mm. Well, you know, if a fellow wants to get a college education, he doesn't really have to go to college.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a lot harder the other way.
Yeah.
But you have to spread it over so many more years, and you have to do so much of it yourself, mm-hmm. The prof will do for you.
I doubt if he ever do anything with it now since he's moved back. He's farming and got a few cattle, and all his mom, she ran herself a few years back. She was carrying a little bit too much weight. She wanted to reduce, and she went into a fast wet.
Uh-oh.
It hurt her. About every so often, she had one in spell, so they just throw the handicap on the old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Dad passed away, he left a lot of debt.
Boy, that hurts.
Yeah, he sure did. Good old man, though.
Well, let's see, what does your wife do after you eat a meal?
You mean all day long?
No, just after you've eaten, what does she do?
Well, she usually gives up the dishes and washes them, I imagine. First thing she does. And maybe take care of the baby.
What does she do after she washes them? Does she do something with them to get the soap off?
No, she rinses them, mm-hmm. And dry them.
And when she, what does she dry them with?
Dish towel.
Is that ever called a tea towel?
Yeah.
Are you a, you're a tea towel or you're a dish towel, huh? Well, I'm, it's that way in our house. I'm a dish towel and my wife's a tea toweler.